welcome to TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM autograph collector, sponsored by sportscardforum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion. And now, here's our host, Jeff Baker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 18 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM autograph collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I am your host for this fine, fine program. We have a fun interview from a very talented man today. We spoke with Scott Shulman from Reindeer Studios. Hopefully, you've seen Scott's drawings. Scott does doodles. That's what he calls them. Really cool doodles of mostly baseball players, but also celebrities, and then sends them off to get signed through the mail. So we talked to Scott about his art, about how he got involved in doing doodles and how much time it takes him, and kind of some TTM stuff. So hopefully you enjoy our interview coming up at the tail end of the show. So once again, we have Scott Shulman from Reindeer Studios, a very talented individual, coming up. Welcome to the program. If it's your first time, if you're a new listener, we are available everywhere podcasts are posted. We are on Spotify. We are on Podbean. We are on Google. We're on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. We are also on TuneIn. If you have an Alexa device, all you have to do is say, "Alexa, play TTM Cast Podcast." And Alexa does the work for you. You can hear this show and all our old shows. So if you have an Alexa device, just say, "Alexa, play TTM Cast Podcast," and you can listen to the show. We are also on Sports Card Forum. We have a forum on Sports Card Forum. So please check that out. If you want to send me an email, you can send me an email too. TTMcast@yahoo.com. I am also on Twitter at TTMcast. Cast TTM. Twitter is Cast TTM. I am on Instagram at TTMcast, and I am actually I'm on a lot of Facebook groups, so I'm posting all the time. So we are all over the internet on social media. Please spread the word. Let people know about the show if you like the show. If you have any comments or would just like to be a guest on a future show, please send me an email to ttmcast@yahoo.com. Now on to our first segment, which is Baker's Dozen, which is kind of a brain dump of what's been going on in the hobby in the last week. Kind of a quiet week with coronavirus and quarantining and no sports still, but guys are still signing. A couple things that I noticed. The National, if you haven't heard, is going to be in December in Atlantic City on the schedule to go December 12th to the 16th. So, unfortunately, I will not be going down to Atlantic City in December for this year's show. We'll have to wait until next year for Chicago. But the National right now is tentatively scheduled for December in Atlantic City. The Rich Altman show, which was scheduled for April, actually, of this year, then got rescheduled for June of this year, and now it's been rescheduled for September. Definitely dates are September 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Wilmington Shriners Auditorium. Hopefully, it's been a good show in the past. I'm not sure. He hasn't announced his autograph guests, his signers, but he's going to the show right now. Is tentatively scheduled for September 4th, 5th, and 6th. Hopefully, we can have a show. I'm looking forward to actually going to a show. I'm buying stuff on eBay. Not a lot, just a little here and there. And I'd really like to get to a show. Hopefully, conditions will be improved all around the country and here in Massachusetts, and we can actually get to a card show. A couple other things. Anthony Munoz, the Pro Bowl player from the Cincinnati Bengals, was signing autographs for free, but now he is charging. So I believe he's charging $20. So if you didn't get on the Anthony Munoz bandwagon, he is now charging. A couple other guys that have been signing for free, Harold Baines and Rafael Palmeiro. Hopefully you've gotten on board on both of those. Harold Baines has been getting really quick turnarounds. I know Palmeiro has been catching up on his fan mail, because I got a return from him last week, and then I got another return from him the other day from a real old request. So he is catching up on his fan mail. So if you have something into Palmeiro, be patient, because I'm sure it's coming. And Harold Baines has been having quick turnaround. He's pretty pretty up to date on his fan mail. So if I suggest getting on to the Baines and Palmeiro bandwagon. I suggest sending just one or two. I think Baines is only really signing one, but I've seen him sign two for people, and I know I got two back from Palmeiro, so I know he's signing at least up to two. And lastly, I saw that the 2020 Bowman is out. It got released on Thursday or Friday, I think. I saw a case break, a box break on one of the YouTube channels, and they look okay. I'm not a big Bowman fan. I really don't like the Bowman Chrome, but Bowman does have a lot of minor leaguers and young players who it's their first card. So if you're looking for cards of younger players, players that perhaps don't have any major league experience, Bowman is pretty good at that. And it's good to get some cards for those guys to send out before they become stars. So the 2020 Bowman is out and available. Check it out. I know it's on at your little card store. I know Twitter. I know Target, and Walmart have them. So good luck with that. I got a couple blaster boxes of the Topps Heritage, 2020 Topps Heritage in the mail from Walmart this week. My wife picked those up for me, and her streak has ended. I'm down to about 30, 35 cards to the set, and I'm not going to buy any more boxes. I want to finish off my base set, and it's a good set, and I've got a lot of doubles to send off to get signed. So not totally disappointed. I didn't get many cards to finish off my base set, but it's okay. I did get a ton of doubles. So now on to our Vern Rapp Minute. Vern Rapp Minute is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who had passed away. Before I sent out a TTM request, I didn't realize he had passed away, so I dedicate this segment to Mr. Vern Rapp. This is a service to my fellow TTM collectors. Let them know people who had passed away in the world of sports and celebrities so that they don't send out TTM requests. So I was remiss in mentioning Mr. Jerry Stiller, who passed away last week from Seinfeld and I forget the name of the show already. The Doug and Carrie show. He was Carrie's father. So he was Ben Stiller's father, and he was married to Ann Mara, and he was a famous comedian all the way back to the 60s. So we lost Jerry Stiller, who was a very funny man. We lost Ken Osmond, who played Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver. Ken was 76. He actually, in the 70s, became a police officer in Los Angeles, and he was a very good signer through the mail, through TTM. Sorry to lose a great character actor in his day in Eddie Haskell. He was funny on Leave It to Beaver, and he made a career being Eddie Haskell, but he also was served as a police officer in Los Angeles for a while. We lost a couple people in the world of sports this week. We lost Jerry Sloan, who was the coach for the Utah Jazz. He passed away yesterday. We lost Jesse Frieda Sr., who was the first quarterback of San Francisco on their inaugural team back in the 40s. He passed away. And we lost Ken Retzer, who was a catcher for the Washington Senators from 1961 to 1964. He's actually got traded to the Minnesota Twins for 64. Never played a game for the Twins, but he's actually featured on a 1964 Topps card for as a Minnesota Twin. So Ken Retzer, who was a catcher for the Washington Senators back in the 60s. My condolences go out to all those that lost family members, and it's sad that some of the people that were friends to the hobby are no longer with us. So condolences go out to them. Had a few returns. A few returns are trickling in. I've been trying to get about 10 out a week, and been kind of sticking to that during our pandemic. And the returns are coming in, as I said earlier. I had sent out a request to Rafael Palmeiro probably about, I don't know, a month ago, and I got it back. And then I actually got one that I had sent out probably a year ago. I just got back yesterday, I think. And so I got a 1987 Topps rookie card. He signed it great and nice blue Sharpie. And I also got a 1990 Flair as a Texas Ranger that he signed. So I got a Deshaun Watson back. I know there's some scuttlebutt that Deshaun Watson cards aren't real, but this is on a last year's Panini. So I don't know, looks good to me. I'm happy with it, so that I'm gonna stick with that. I got a couple back from Jim Eisenreich, who was an outfielder for the Minnesota Twins and primarily for the Kansas City Royals back in the 80s and into the 90s. And Jim suffered from Tourette syndrome, but he overcame that, and he was a pretty good player in his day. So I got him on a 1983 Topps card, his rookie card, as a Minnesota Twin, and I got him on a 1989 scorecard as a Kansas City Royal. Both of them signed in nice blue Sharpie. I got a return from Bubba Starling. This took less than a week. Oh, and Jim Eisenreich probably took less than a week as well. I got Bubba Starling on a 2020 Topps Heritage rookie card. So not the best signature, but signed in black Sharpie. And Bubba doesn't have the greatest signature, but I've seen him sign for other people, and it's consistent with what he's signing. So Bubba's came up as a touted rookie. I think he might have made the majors last year, but he still has a lot of potential, and it was nice to get a card back, signed back from him fairly quickly. And lastly, I got a Ricky Irvin's card for my 1992 game day set. Nice black Sharpie signed across the card. These cards are fantastic to get autographed, nice big cards, and they're white stock, and I just love them. I've got over 250 now towards the set. And lastly, I made a trade with one of the fellow TTAM collectors, and I got a 1978 Mario Mendoza on the Pittsburgh Pirates for my 1978 set. I had needed that when I had an extra 1978 Tippy Martinez that I had a double of. So that was nice, fair trade and a nice even trade. So we traded Mario Mendoza for Tippy Martinez, a nice old school baseball card trade, both of them autographed. So I add Mario Mendoza to my set. And that wraps up returns for the week. On to our final segment, which is my interview segment. It's always my favorite segment. I get to talk to people that are passionate about TTM. I get to talk to people that are in the hobby or are getting requests in terms of ex-athletes. This week, we got to interview somebody who is, in my mind, very talented. He is a artist, foremost, but he's also a TTM collector. He lives in Ohio. He's a huge Cleveland Indians fan, and what he does is he draws, he calls them doodles, but they're more than doodles. They're fantastic drawings of his subjects, and then sends out a copy of a doodle and a card to them for requests, asking for an autograph. And sometimes he gets the doodle back signed as well, and sometimes he just gets the card back. But it's really cool to talk to Scott Schulman from Reindeer Studio. So hopefully you enjoy our interview.
This week's interview is brought to you by sportscardforum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion.
Joining us on the TTMcast hotline from his home in Ohio is Scott Schulman from Reindeer Studios. Welcome to the program, Scott.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Scott, you approach TTMing a little different than a lot of people. Why don't you talk about how you got involved in what you do?
So what I do usually is I do a little quick marker doodle of a player, a sports player, and then send that out to, along with a card. I tell the players they may keep the drawing and I ask for the autograph on the card. A lot of times I get the drawings back, and a lot of times they keep the drawings. So it's about 50-50.
About getting it back?
Right.
Now, you do more than just a doodle. it's a pretty intricate drawing, if you will, in my mind. I mean, you have detail, you have the uniform, you have gloves and hats, and the facial features of these guys. It's more than just a doodle.
So I spent about 45 minutes on each drawing. To me, that's a doodle. Like, a good piece of art would take at least 3 hours.
Well, in my mind, it would probably take 2 weeks to do what you did. But now, there's various ways you pick a player, I'm assuming. How do you pick the players that you want to send your doodles to?
Well, I try to pick good signers, obviously, because I'm spending so much extra time on preparing these TTMs. So a lot of times on the YouTube station, I'll open a pack on camera and then pick the best player out of that pack. And then sometimes I have a really good local card shop that has a lot of nice vintage. So I'll go through there and pick out something that catches my eye.
Now, do you have a large collection of cards, or you really are really choosy on just getting the cards for people that you want to do a drawing for?
I have a pretty good collection. It's not huge. I've only been back into the sports card thing since about 2018. So I'm back up to maybe 7,000 cards.
Well, that's pretty good. Now, do you have cards from when you were a kid or when you were growing up? Or when did you start? When did you start collecting? When did you stop? When did you get back into it?
I started in 88, and I stopped in 93, I think.
Okay, so right in the junk.
Right. So that's what I had left over from when I was a kid.
Now you came to the hobby later in life, no?
Not really. I was maybe 10 or 11 when I started.
Okay. And then so you got through to the early 90s, then you stopped, and then you got back 4 or 5 years ago?
About 3 years ago.
And then were you did you TTM when you were a kid or when you were younger, or is this more recent?
I TTM'd twice when I was a kid. I was a Cubs fan when I was in the junk wax era. So I sent to Sandberg and Mark Grace. And it's funny, I got Grace back, but never got Sandberg back. So I haven't finished that, but I should be doing that soon.
So Sandberg's kind of on your to-do list?
Right.
Now, so how many drawings or doodles do you do a week? Is it just one or two a week, or what's your typical week like?
It's probably about two a week. Normally, I batch them out. I do maybe four at a time, but I don't do them every week. Maybe every other week.
Now you time. As you speed the time up, so in your videos, Scott is on YouTube, he is on Instagram, the Reindeer Studios, and he posts all his successes. So, but they're all sped up in a I don't know, I'm not sure what that style is, but is that something you're like, oh, I gotta show everyone how I do these drawings? Is that what came about?
As far as my art goes, I've always been interested in seeing people work and the process. So that's kind of why I do that. It's a personal preference. I think it's more interesting than just seeing a picture of the final art, to see it go from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, I love watching the posts on Instagram, and I love your posts on YouTube, and you've got – you have some pretty good successes. Bruce Sutter comes to mind. He did a great Bruce Sutter drawing, and he's not a guy that signs a lot.
Right. That was part of Caleb's Cards TTM challenge, where he sent us all a pack of 86 tops. And so he was in my pack, so I just drew everybody in that pack except for one guy who was deceased and then a couple of Hall of Famers that weren't going to sign. But he was in the pack, so I just gave it a shot and got lucky.
How many of the 15 cards did you get signed?
Three.
No, that's not bad. No, I know Caleb. Caleb's been on the show before. Caleb is a huge TTMer.
Right.
I don't think anyone sends out as much as Caleb does. But I saw you got the Carl Austin one. I really liked. Why did you, on that one that you just recently posted? Why did you? I thought you had a note like that you put a Brooklyn Dodgers hat on him, but you. You just said it was supposed to be Los Angeles. That one, I was a little. Why was that?
The Erskine one. The card was a LA Dodgers card.
Oh, you wanted a Brooklyn Dodgers hat.
Right.
Now, do you have a player that you really enjoy drawing? You seem to gravitate towards some of the teams that are no longer with us. The Expos and that kind of stuff. Is there a player or team that you like drawing?
Not necessarily. I'm a huge Cleveland Indians fan, so that's where most of my personal collection comes in. I like the older vintage players. Carl Erskine was one of my favorite drawings I've done.
I really enjoyed your Raleigh Fingers drawing. It must have been fun because he has such distinct, with his mustache and the Oakland A's uniform. I really like that
one. Yeah, that was one of the easier ones.
Now, you seem to gravitate towards pitchers as opposed to hitters. Is that by design or just it's kind of happened that way?
I think pitchers sign a little better than hitters, but it's not really by design. I'm not singling out any.
Now, you also do celebrities. Have you sent out many celebrity images?
Actually, I want to get into that more. So next month, I'm going to take off the whole month from baseball and just concentrate on sending out celebrities. The only one that I've done so far was Guy Fieri.
Okay. Now, do you prefer the marker drawing as opposed to what you have? Forgive me, because I'm not really an art guy, but like a charcoal, or is that what you use when a black pen when you draw some of the celebrities? Is there a medium that you prefer?
Okay, so you're talking. I did a bunch of charcoal drawings of celebrities, but those weren't really for TTM purposes. Okay, that was for a contest I was doing on YouTube that I was running. So it was like a degrees of separation contest.
Okay.
So we started with Joe Keery from Stranger Things, and I had people suggest who would be next that were in a movie or a TV show with Joe Keery, and then it went on and ended up with Willie Nelson eventually.
Yeah, those came out really nice. I really like those.
Thank you.
So, but you prefer the charcoal as opposed to the marker, or I'm sure you use Photoshop and Illustrator and some of the online tools. Do you have a favorite that you use?
I'm kind of moody, so it just depends on my mood. Some of my favorite TTMs, though, have been, I also do like these Photoshop compositions that take like 3 hours to do. I'll usually do those for better. Raleigh Fingers was one of those. I've done Roberto Alomar and Dennis Rodman. And those are like, most of the time, those are in-person signings at events.
Okay, I was going to ask if you had a chance to meet some of the celebrities and athletes that you've drawn.
Yeah. My favorite so far would have to be Doc Gooden because he loved the drawing and he was there with his son and he's just really appreciative of what I did.
That's cool. Did you meet him at a show or?
Yeah, it was the All-Star Fan Fest last year in Cleveland.
Yep.
So they set that up, and you can go in and get free autographs. That's where I met Gooden and Raleigh Fingers.
Did you go to the National when it was in Cleveland as well?
I did. I didn't get any autographs there. That was my first National back after starting back into the hobby. But I went to National last year in Chicago. That's where I got Alomar and Dennis Rodman and Fred McGriff and one more that I'm forgetting.
How was Dennis Rodman? Did you do a drawing of his?
Yeah, I did, and he really liked it. He thought it was funny, and he kept a copy for himself.
That's cool. So now you said you're looking to get Sandberg. Is there anyone else, and you know, any former Indians that you're really shooting for, or even current Indians?
As far as current Indians, I'd like to get Clevinger. Just haven't had the chance yet. I'm working on a Joe Charbonneau piece. He was rookie of the year in 1980 and had a really short career.
Yep.
The injuries.
Jumping Joe Charbonneau.
Yep.
And how about a guy like Manny Ramirez or Jim Tomei or some of the guys, Kenny Lofton, those guys?
Yeah, if the opportunity arises, I will hop on that.
Now, do you collect anything else other than baseball, or are you strictly a baseball guy?
As far as sports cards go, it's like 98% baseball. I've got a couple football things, but not much to speak of.
Are you a set collector at all, or just strictly you go for guys that you want, or guys?
I'm a team collector, definitely.
A team collector. So really, the Indians.
Yeah.
Right. Are you still a Cubs fan, or is that you've outgrown that?
I've kind of outgrown that.
So, do you have a favorite Indians team from since you've been following them?
A year, do you?
Yeah. Not a championship team, but the team that you know you went to a lot of games with, or you really enjoyed, you know, watching them.
Probably 2016-2017 were the best recent years.
Now you did a kind of cool one with Len Barker and Morgana, the Kissin' Bandit. What inspired you to do that one?
I was watching a YouTube station and somebody got in Morgana, and I remembered that Len Barker was in the All-Star game and got a kiss from Morgana, and I was like, that would be a cool piece to get both of them on one. And so I did that digitally, and it was both an in-person signing, and Morgana was TTM.
And Morgana didn't try to keep the picture. She just signed it and sent it off.
I gave her a copy, and I kept the copy. Or okay. She actually sent back two copies.
Do you have a you know, I know you said you tell the guys they can keep the doodle if you want, and but is there one that you wish you could got back, or do you keep a copy of everything that you do for your records or your archives?
So the digital art, if I send those out TTM, I'll give them a copy, and I'll usually request two copies back. So there's three copies going out and two copies coming back. As far as the marker doodles, I'm not as concerned with those. Like I said, I really like the Carl Erskine drawing that I did.
Yeah, I like that. Well,
it was about a month ago, and he was nice enough to send that back. And usually when I send them back, or when I get them back, I donate them to Autographs for a Cure. And,
sure.
Michael sells those.
That's kind of neat. Now, speaking with Scott Shulman, Scott is on Instagram and on YouTube as Reindeer Studios. And I know you mentioned how you got the name Reindeer Studios on your April Roundup video, but if you could just kind of enlighten some of my listeners who might not have seen it, where did the reindeer come from, Reindeer Studios?
So the first Christmas when my wife and I were dating, she gave me a little vintage sawdust stuffed reindeer as a gift, and it's kind of creepy looking, and it's been kind of my namesake. Before Reindeer Studios, I was the Psycho Reindeer T-shirt company, and it just kind of stuck as my little mascot.
Now you post what, two videos a week? Is that kind of what you're doing on your YouTube?
Yeah, I try to post on Wednesdays and Fridays, and Fridays are the autograph days.
And
Wednesdays are kind of
just hit a grab bag.
Yeah, grab bag.
One of the things that I like is your videos, specifically the stuff that gets posted on Instagram. You always have a shot from inside the mailbox, and I thought that was kind of creative. Where did that idea come from?
It just came to me. It didn't really come from anywhere. It just popped in my head one day, and I stuck a GoPro in the mailbox, and there you
go. That's your real mailbox where the postman drops the mail in. It's not just a prop.
Right.
And you just put the GoPro in there, and then how long does it take you to, I know you said it takes about 45 minutes for you to do a doodle. How long does it take you to do, one of the videos, record one of your videos that you do, either, Wednesday or Friday video? How long could it typically take you to do those?
To do the editing for the videos?
Yeah, to do editing and just kind of get it all ready. I kind of shy away from that because it seems to take a long time to edit a video.
It kind of does. I usually spend maybe 6 to 8 hours on each video.
Yeah, that's a long time. It's a big investment. Now, do you have how do you display some of your returns? Do you have them framed in an office, or do you have them out, or do you put them? What do? Put them in a binder? How do you display your TTM successes and some of your work?
Most of the digital pieces are in a binder, and I have just a box for the cards. It's a regular monster box.
So are you gonna frame some of your favorites and put them up, or you just don't know what you're gonna do with them?
I have three favorites that are actually YouTubers that I got before I started doing the sports stuff that I have framed. If I were to frame any in the binder now, it'd probably be Len Barker and Morgana. But I just don't have all the wall space for everything.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem. My wife has given me one room, and she says, keep your stuff out of the house except in the one room, and you're good to go. So we're speaking with Scott Shulman from Reindeer Studios. Scott, thank you for being on the program today. Is there anything that we didn't really discuss that you would like to mention or talk about?
Not that I can think of. I think we did.
Tell people how to your channel on YouTube. I'd promote that. I'd love to get you up to 1,000 subscribers. You're at 6-something now, I think. I saw it earlier. So you're building a following.
I am trying, and it's a very good following, and they're very supportive, and I really appreciate everybody who's doing that. The YouTube is simply Reindeer Studios, and Instagram is Reindeer Studios 330, and also on Facebook.
Are you on Twitter at all or no?
I do have a Twitter account, and I post, like, when I post the YouTube videos, but I don't really use it other than that.
Now, you do have some fans out there, because I saw that people were sending you some cards and their drawings, and I really like the Indians book that you got, that you showed in your last video, so it must be nice to have people sending you things.
It is. It's neat. I never expected anybody to send me anything, and it's a lot of fun.
So, well, again, I want to thank you for joining the program. I really enjoy your style and your art. I know it's hard on a phone line to tell people how your art is and what your art is. Do you have somebody that you mirror your drawing style or your art style after, or is it kind of your own unique spin on it?
I try to keep it my own. I think my two biggest influences would be a concert poster artist out of Cleveland. His name is Derek Hess, and a comic book artist whose name is Jamie Hewlett. He did Tank Girl and he did the Gorillas.
Okay. Have you gone to the Comic-Cons?
I've gone to one Comic-Con. I think it was I don't even remember how long ago it was, but I've never been a huge comic book guy, which is kind of weird. But
a comic book nerd, so to speak, and I use that in the kindest terms. Him and I went to New York a couple years ago, and it's pretty fun. And I'm not the comic book guy. It was a show until a show itself, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Watching everyone. So now your background obviously is in art, and you became a sports fan, and you're now carrying the passion through with collecting.
Right.
Okay.
Kind of mixes everything.
Yeah, it does, and I really enjoy it. So if you don't know Scott, or if you haven't seen his artwork and his passion for drawing and for baseball and for TTM, please check out his YouTube channel. It is Reindeer Studios. It's on YouTube. His videos are fairly short. What do you think? Maybe like 10-15 minutes, Scott? Are they that long?
No, they're 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah. And then his Instagram posts, he's posting all the time on Instagram, and those are really quick. They're probably, you know, a minute or two. So you can really see the skill and the art and the love of baseball, love collecting in his work. And Scott, please continue drawing. I really enjoy your work, and it was truthfully a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. You have a great night.
You too.
Thanks.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I have been your host for the program. If you want to send an email, comments, questions, concerns about this episode or previous episodes, or just you're interested in being a guest on a future episode, please send me an email at ttmcast@yahoo.com. Once again, the email address is ttmcast@yahoo.com. Our next show will be next Monday, May 31st, where I can't believe we're wrapping up the month of May. Today is the Sunday before Memorial Day, so we're wrapping up the month of May. I've got three more interviews already done or scheduled, so we're recording now through probably mid-June, so I've got a lot of TTM collectors coming up, and if you want to be on a future show, please send me your information or reach out to me, and we'll get you on the show, and we can talk TTM. I'd like to thank Mr. Scott Schulman from Reindeer Studios for joining us today. Please check out Scott's YouTube channel it's Reindeer Studios on YouTube. Also, he is on Instagram at Reindeer Studios, and he has a personal Facebook on at Reindeer Studios on Facebook. So please check out his work. His YouTube channel is excellent. It shows all his drawings and extended footage, and his Instagram, he's always posting short clips of his successes. So I recommend you checking out Scott's channel. It's Reindeer Studios all over social media. And that wraps up the show. I want to thank you, the listeners, for hanging out, and hopefully you enjoyed our program. Please spread the word. If you do like our show, tell your friends, tell everyone that you know that collects cards or is into autographs about the show. Let them know about the show. Please spread the word. The show is growing. We're getting new listeners every week, so I really appreciate everyone standing listening to the show and hopefully being a fan. So with that said, I wish everyone many happy returns. Have a great week.